Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of the co-hosts this evening. I'm joined by Liz Pfister, and Mary Hernandez is not with us this evening, but she will be back hopefully by next week. Liz, how are you doing?
I'm great, DC. How about yourself?
You know what? I am hanging in there. I don't know what's going on, but it's energy's like not right, you know? So I'm just trying to go with the flow. Had a couple crazy experiences, and I'm hanging in there. You know, Ginger and Joan, they threw me a line, and I'm just hanging on.
Well, I think, you know, the new moon is coming on 2 days from now, which will be Thursday, right?
Yeah.
So we have that coming. I think, you know, I think what we're going through right now is like this shakeup at the end of the lunar cycle or the zodiac cycle, because, you know, this is the new moon in Aries, so we're starting the zodiac calendar.
Really? Wow. Okay. Well, I just heard Joan River saying she's shaking me up, shaking up the loony. Pick up the loony cycle.
So
okay, Joan.
A little bit of that too, right? Because the moon.
Yeah,
energy.
Yeah.
So we have that coming in. But I think we're getting rid of all this old stuff because we're getting ready to start fresh. We're getting ready to put our manifestations out there. That's what everybody should be doing for the next few days.
I feel that. I really feel that. That's right on point. But before we go like any further, can you tell everybody a little bit about you and, of course, a little bit about Mary too?
Absolutely. I'm Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive empath. I read tarot cards, use pendulums, crystals. I do a lot of, just intuitive messages now. I'm doing more of that. And I do Reiki healing. I have a holistic center in upstate New York where we do classes on metaphysical things, and we have sound baths and all kinds of stuff. And every week I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation on Facebook for everyone. 7 p.m. on Tuesday. And you can find that at LizP11Love. All kinds of things. And I do see people online as well as in person. So I have all that to offer. And, of course, we have Miss Mary, who we're sending all our love and healing to here the last couple weeks. And she gets through some physical things she's going on. But Mary Hernandez is an intuitive empath with her abilities to communicate with spirit. She works with a bunch of card decks. Anyone that's called in loves to hear all of Mary's beautiful messages from the variety of cards she has. I know DC and I enjoy it very much. She also is a Reiki healer, and she offers private readings with the cards and also with numerology. And numerology is a great tool to help you discover more about yourself and your life path. So you can find Mary to book a reading or with either cards or numerology, at her new website, The Angel Within, and it's The Angel Within .com. Or you can contact her by email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And you see, I guess that leaves you to let everyone know who you are.
Well, you know, I'm still trying to figure that one out, Liz. I've got a lot going on. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, as well as being an animal communicator, an ordained minister, also a medical intuitive, a spirit soul healer. And the most interesting thing is how I came about doing what I do. I've traveled to heaven several times, and I acquired pretty much, all the knowledge that I have that I've used to help myself, and then as well, to help others. And it's just really amazing. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers, and my mom just, she blew the door open, and she's with me too. She's been here since 7th, her birthday, and I had not heard from her. I've seen her, but she never wanted to say anything. So since 2007, she has not said a word, and now I can't keep her quiet. So that's a little bit about me. I think it's enough, Liz. It's quite enough. Before I, you know, I have a couple little messages. Did you bring a ball this evening?
I did, and you're going to love it because I brought the root chakra, which is all
beautiful.
About grounding and connecting us.
Beautiful.
As we were saying, you know, as we open the show, just the wonky energies in the air right now, you know, like I said, ending this lunar cycle, finishing out the zodiac and starting new, you know, we're getting rid of all that stuff that we don't need to hold on to anymore so that we can make way for the new stuff. But it's definitely making things crazy. I'm sure other people besides us have been having just bizarre experiences.
maybe not.
When that happens and things start to get busy and tense and overwhelming, it usually means we need to ground. So the root we have here, that chakra is at the base of your spine, and the color associated with it is red, and it's the center for your survival, your security, and your stability feelings. So it's your foundation. I always say, you know, your root chakra is so important because it's what supports the rest of you to get you through the day. So I'm glad I brought it today. I must have known because I bring it up that, you know, last night after I was done with bowls. So I must have known we were going to need the grounding today. So if everyone wants to take a nice big deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth, take another deep breath in and let go of those worries from the day, the stressors you're thinking about it tomorrow. And another deep breath in as you bring your awareness to the base of your spine, to your root chakra. Well, I say our collective energy was pretty ungrounded because I was having a hard time.
That was amazing. Wow. Really, really beautiful and so needed, Liz. Thank you.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, I feel much better now. I hope that helped everyone.
Well, you know what? I have to say, I took my dog for a walk the other day, and I looked on my phone to see what the temperature was. It was 17 degrees, Liz. I had just gotten out of the shower, threw on my sweats, and ran to the door with her. I either had brain freeze or I connected with the archangels. I don't know. I was walking my fur baby, I heard, "Good morning, beloveds. We, the archangels, are present today to guide you on your path as we help you to remain confident and focused, inspiring you to take positive steps forward. Each of you have the ability to manifest your heart's desires. Do what you love. Acknowledge all that you do and all that you have done. Look for the doors of opportunity and abundance that are opening at this time. This is the light at the end of the tunnel. All the difficulty that you've experienced is coming to an end. Better days await you. This is your time to shine. We surround each of you with unconditional love. We are always here to help. Just ask. We will help you to bring everything together. Courageously take the first step forward, and we will be by your side. We love you, each of you. Have a blessed day." And so it is. So that's what I had heard when I either had brain freeze or I really did hear the archangels.
Oh, well, either way.
I have another little one. The archangels are a little bit more powerful than the angels, so the angels are coming in as well, and they too are saying Beloveds, we are here as well. Good evening. We, your angels, are with you, and we've been trying to get your attention. We bring each of you a message of love. Love can be found in the most unexpected ways. Be open and appreciate all that is before you. Positive changes are taking place. Beloveds, trust in these changes and know that all is going according to your divine life plan. New opportunities await you. Expect these changes sooner than later. These changes are going to bring you into alignment with your soul's mission. Step out of your comfort zone, leaving the old behind and making room for the new that will arrive. As the new arrives, healing will also occur. Please watch your thoughts. The universe is listening. And don't forget, each thought is like a seedling beginning to sprout. So please hold positive images and remain optimistic. Move forward with love and grace. Each of you are beautiful divine beings. Do not be afraid to be your authentic self. And please live your life with passion. Your positive light is so needed right now. You are surrounded with more divine love than ever before. You are truly blessed and so loved by the angelic realm. Happiness awaits you, beloveds. Your dreams are manifesting and they are coming to fruition. Your prayers have been heard as well and are being answered. Blessings of love. We love you, your angels. So those are my messages.
That's beautiful. I was
thank
to draw
you.
Because Mary hasn't been here.
Yes, we have, of course, yes.
Yeah, we have. It's been a couple of weeks. We're missing our card. So something at the beginning of the show said, you need a card. So
yes, my goodness, yes.
The Energy Oracle by Sandra Ann Taylor, and it's the Angel of Love. It's number 49. And I, for some reason, 49 stuck out to me, and I added it up. 4 plus 9 is 15, and 5 plus 1 is 6. And, well, now I did my math wrong, so I looked up the spiritual meaning
of
4.
Yeah, well, 13, and then it would go to 4, right? So 4 and 13.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's, I'm adding wrong on the air. So 4, and I had a bunch of today. Even throughout my day, and 4 is the number of completion. So I think it's
See that, and it goes along with our message tonight. Yeah,
right.
Really, really beautiful.
And,
yes,
the Angel of Love. You know, that's honoring yourself. This is time for us to, you know, to really claim what we want. You know, we're in a powerful time.
Yes.
You know, moving forward, we know we're all shifting and making this ascension and in many different ways. There's a lot of things coming to ends and a lot of new beginnings happening. And this is our time to claim what we want and make our future what we want. So envision, you know, the things that you want to bring in. Hold those feelings that you have it, you know, what it's like to, you know, what it feels like to have all of those things you want. And really embrace it, that they're coming, because that's where we're at. And we can, you know, bring them into our lives and manifest them if we, you know, really, really let go of all that negative stuff. Don't talk about the things that you don't want. Talk about the things you do want. You know, positive things, visualize positive things. Keep, you know that everything's coming to you, because that's where we're at. It's a really powerful time that we're in right now, and we have a lot of beautiful things coming, even though, you know, so many people are in fear, but there's a lot of good things coming. So just trust.
And Liz, I saw, like, in my, you know, in my mind's eye, I saw a beautiful rainbow, and I heard blessings. Blessings are on their way.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. She's holding
a
ball.
When we see a rainbow,
that's
a beautiful, positive sign. And I do feel like, because it is March, you know, it's still March. Today's last day, but you know what? I don't know, or maybe there's one more day, but this is the beginning. I feel like, you know, this is the beginning of all the good that's coming our way. I just felt like,
absolutely,
you know, March is just put out there. And we're going to be amazed. That's what Ginger's saying. We're going to be amazed.
Absolutely. I agree.
So I will post this card in the Sacred Embers group as well, just like Mary does. And,
please, yes.
You know, everybody,
that is so awesome.
Love yourself. It's time,
yes,
for self-love. It's not selfish. We need to.
You know, it's always time for self-love.
Absolutely. So make it a priority.
Definitely. That was a beautiful, beautiful card, beautiful message. And so in tune with everything. Everything is just like, you know, falling into place here. Everything's in sync.
It is. It's wild.
Beautiful.
It's quite the ride when you fall into the trust and you know, just embrace what comes and goes. And how everything.
You know, what the angels are saying, you know, make sure you do your mirror work, because Mary would, you know, tell you about that if she were here. Do that mirror work. When you get up in the morning, look at that beautiful reflection and say, I love you. I love you. And,
yeah,
you know, when you tell yourself that, really feel it as well. And give yourself,
absolutely,
you know, all the love and compassion you would do to other, like for other people, do it for yourself as well.
Yeah.
So it's really important. Everything
you
starts with us.
Yep.
Yes, everything
starts
with us. Oh, definitely. Yep. Now that's so true. My goodness.
Yeah.
And my mom is here. She just wants to say, oh, and she's saying, you know what, Liz, that's spot on. For me, though, I'm presently deleting the outdated version of me, you know? I hope the odds are in my favor.
I think you're going to be fine.
Okay.
As long as there's no computers, right?
Yeah, you're not kidding. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's the stressors nowadays, you know? Every technology always changing and people not wanting to change with it.
And it's hard, you know, even for myself, like I really am not that great with all like the technology, you know, takes me a while.
I struggle. I'm like, thank God I have a teenage son. That's what I tell him.
You know, that's it. Like when my kids, they were younger, they were in, I think, sixth grade maybe or so, when we got a computer and stuff, and I would stand over their shoulders and watch how they used it, you know? I had no clue.
Yeah. It's crazy. It just changes too fast. There's too much.
There is. And little Jackson, he's been playing with all the stuff since he's like two, you know? He's six now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just amazes, you know, it amazes me because we didn't grow up with that technology.
Yeah, right.
It's so
wild.
It really is. Yep.
Flying cars. Maybe flying cars are on the agenda.
Yeah, and you know what's really funny? I've been getting a lot of food messages and stuff, which is really crazy. And I was just craving eggs before the show. So I had to have some eggs, and of course I had to order eggs because I didn't have any eggs. So they were delivered right before the show, and I hurried up and I had my eggs. And eggs are, you know, they're used for protection, but they're also, you know, in a spiritual sense, they're used for cleansing yourself. And they, you know, they cleanse the body, the mind, as well from negative energies, you know. It could help you with fears and, you know, anything else that you have going on that you're, you know, thinking of. So I found that really, really, you know, crazy because I'm thinking, I'm getting like all these food messages, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're also, because I've been reading about for the new class that I'm teaching, each month I got a book on sacred spaces and altars. And, you know, ironically, we always think that's like a, you know, a witchy thing or whatever, but it says, right, we've done centerpieces on our tables for every holiday, right? So that's what we but eggs are, you know, one for this month, obviously, not because it's just Easter, but they're a symbol of fertility and abundance too.
Oh, definitely.
So you know bringing them into that also is important. So many good things about, you know, our natural organic foods. You know, it's funny because sometimes I get, you know, I have these messages and, you know, pushes to eat specific things that aren't always on my palate. And I'm like, oh, I have to go do that. And it's always for a reason. It's ironic.
It is.
The food messages.
Yes, it is. So I just hurried up. I had to have eggs before the show started. I'm like, oh, my goodness, hurry, deliver my eggs, you know. But they did make it here, but unfortunately they delivered them to the wrong house, so I was running after the delivery man. Screaming, Albert, I need my eggs.
Oh, goodness.
Poor Albert.
Oh, it's definitely been one of those weeks, and it's only Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, yes, we have two more days of the work week for you, Liz. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I have three this week.
Oh, goodness.
We're open this Saturday, so it'll be at least Friday
and
Saturday
will
only happen. Not
hopefully
terrible,
it'll
but
by really fast.
Yeah, they do. I don't ever seem to get any of the work I need to get done, but oh, well, it'll all happen when it needs to.
Yeah, you can only, you know, do what you can do, and, you know, you
absolutely
can't do the rest of my... Her husband, he was looking for my essential oils, and he hates essential oils. You know, he just makes
yep
comments every time he smells them. And he peppermint essential oil, and I'm looking at him. So I just handed him the peppermint essential oil. Well, he wanted to put it, like, near the cars and everything and just put, like, a couple drops on maybe a cloth or something in the cars because
uh-huh
it's really cold here still. And
yeah,
I think... Like, the mice can get in, and they were eating the wires, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So he wanted I had just bought Irish Spring. He wanted the soap and my essential oil.
My coworker had, her family has been struggling with the mice getting in their cars all winter.
Yeah.
They just moved to a new house that doesn't have a garage at it yet. And she's like, this is crazy.
Well, you know, he looked it up and he said peppermint essential oil, you know, and the Irish Spring.
Yep.
If you shave the Irish Spring, it should help as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I said, I think the peppermint essential oil is better because I gave him like two little plastic little dishes, and I said, just roll the roller mm-hmm onto the dish, and you could do it, you know, every other day maybe or
yeah
so, you know, when it doesn't smell anymore.
Yeah.
I
everyone
had
in our house. I love
peppermint
oh, yeah
essential oil. It's one of my favorites. It just feels like
yeah
it wakes you up in the morning, you know?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so I just
so
put it over.
I have the same thing at my house. The boys are skeptic about the oils, right? But everyone has a jar of peppermint oil because it's for headaches. We don't like to really take any kind of pills or anything. So even Tylenol will wait. And I said, all you have to do is breathe in the peppermint. And they wouldn't do it
yeah
when they do it. And, you know, when they finally did and saw that it worked within minutes, I need a jar of that. So they all have a jar of peppermint oil.
You know what I love, though? I love coconut, the coconut water. You know, it's not, it's not like the coconut milk or anything else, but the coconut water has, like, all these different minerals and things, and that really helps to prevent if people, like, you know, get, like, migraines or things like that, it really
mm-hmm
helps to even prevent them
yeah
if you start drinking, you know, the
yeah
the coconut water, which is wonderful.
Yeah. I've been lucky. I haven't suffered with migraines in a long, long time from a couple
yeah
of different changes I made. And such a blessing because those are horrific.
Oh, they're horrible. Well, I don't have them yet, so I'm hoping, knocking on wood, hit my head here, but that's not one of the things that I get. But I know family members that get them continually, and it's scary.
Yeah, my mom used to get
and
them
they,
a lot.
It's like banana with a little bit of cinnamon, but I'm like, if you have that kind of headache, you really can't eat anything.
No. Sometimes it's just blinding pain. You can't even, I remember.
Yeah,
you
have to be in the dark.
I had them. Yeah. A few times I had them. It hurt to even stand upright. Like it's very painful.
Yeah, that's
so
painful and scary. Goodness.
Yeah, but a lot of it has to do with diet. You know, I hear a lot about
diet and also hydration.
Yeah, water.
If you're not hydrated, yeah, and you know, then too, you're more susceptible.
Yes, I've been struggling with hydration at work. My coworker, did you drink water? Did you drink your water? I'm like, okay.
Well, you know what, Liz?
I have to try to get through 4 of my jugs a day.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if you don't like to drink that much water, my daughter-in-law worked at a hospital, and she really didn't have the time to be, you know, drinking the water as much as you should have. So one little trick would be if you get chia seeds and you put them in your water bottle, they expand, and you drink the water with the chia seeds, it keeps you hydrated a lot longer.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that. Maybe I'll try that.
That's a little, if you're not, some people don't have the time to be drinking all that water, and you just put like a little bit of the chia seeds, you know, shake up the bottle and let them sit for a little bit, and it looks like you're drinking like water with pepper or something, you know, but when you drink it, like it's filled with water and you stay hydrated a lot longer.
I like to drink the water, but a lot of times it's time constraints, right? Or I'm busy and I can't
run
to the water. So it's, it's hard to be a working woman.
Oh, it really is. It really is. So that's just a little tip for, you know, those that, you know, you don't have the ability if you try it, let us know.
I can't wait to go and share it.
Definitely, yeah. Sharing is caring, Liz. That's awesome.
Absolutely. I know. I try to give everything I have away because I know other people need it.
That's the thing, because, you know, we're helping someone else, and everyone that we know knows something that we don't. So everyone is our teacher, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which is really, really cool.
You're probably like me, and you love to talk to everyone you meet because you're like, oh, they're so interesting when they start telling about
themselves. Oh, definitely. Or somebody will, like, mention a little problem. In fact, that happened today. I was at an appointment, and the woman that was there could not find what she wanted. She said, I looked and looked, and it took me, I don't know, several days. And I said, I love to call on St. Anthony. And I said, it was a sort of like a little children's nursery rhyme. And it goes like this. Tony, Tony, gather round. Something's lost and must be found. And then I'll just say, St. Anthony, this is what I'm looking for. And it's worked every time, Liz.
Oh, yeah. My aunt, it was a teacher at Catholic school, and she taught me one that was similar. It was, St. Anthony, please come round. There's something lost that can't be found. And we, it always works. My son even says it. I said, you know, I know.
But my godfather's name was Anthony, you know, so.
Uh-huh. Oh, perfect.
And he loved angels, you know, so that's really incredible. Yeah.
That's cool.
It is.
It's beautiful how those things all come together, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's incredible. And wherever we are, you know, we're nudged to give a message to someone in need, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, which is really
plenty
cool.
Plenty of time.
Yep. Yeah.
This is what we're here for.
it really is.
We all have something that we can help someone with, that's for sure. We're never going through anything alone that no one else has gone through. So we have to remember that.
Yep.
All right. Well, should we pick up some phone calls, DC?
I think.
And give some
readings? Yes. Goodness, yes.
I'm taking a peek here and see if any of our, we had a couple from last week we didn't get. I don't see them. So I guess we'll start picking up here. And if they do come on, I will grab them because they did wait till the end of the show, the poor thing. But we had some great readings last week. We had some new people. It was exciting.
We did, Liz. It was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. And we were missing Miss Mary, but the energy was still there, just all, like all three of us.
Oh, her love and energy was with us. She sent it. I know she
absolutely
did.
She has again tonight. So, like I say, it feels like all three of us are here anyway, even though she's
not. Yeah, her energy is with us. Yes. I mean, it's incredible.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, let's get going here. Area code 562, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I'm looking to move, and what do you see me moving to a new location?
Okay, you want to know when, Yvonne?
Yes.
Okay, I am getting the springtime. Okay, and I feel like when you do move is you're going to connect. I feel like, you know, it's going to be lucky for you. You're going to connect with your with prosperity. And when I moved to where I am now, I was told that everything opened up for me. My energy just changed and everything opened up. And that's what I feel like is going to happen for you.
Okay.
And it was funny because I'm thinking, God, I see this house. Like I was just getting, like, I'm looking at a room and stuff. And I'm hearing, you know, make your plans, you know.
Okay.
And the way you decorate and stuff, it's going the home is gonna be filled with love. Okay, so
okay, awesome.
It was really, really amazing. So that's what I was, you know, being shown, was it like a home. Okay.
Okay.
Is there any connection to a gentleman that may be a little bit older than you?
You mean like that? Is he living or past?
I believe he may be alive. I believe so.
Is his name John?
I didn't get a name, but I just see like a gentleman. And I just feel like he's sort of gonna. I feel like, you know, I see him, like, sitting talking to you, and I feel like he has a lot of good advice. I mean, I don't get what kind of relationship it is, okay? But I am getting, you know, that this is going to be, you know, a really, really good time for you when you do move, okay? It's going to be incredible.
Okay.
Really, really incredible.
Okay.
So I feel good about the move. I think you're going to be really happy with it. Okay. I just want to see. I got, you know, a yes for the name John. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm just getting like everything is moving forward for you, you know, leading you into an amazing future. You're going to be connecting with your heart's desires. You know, so I feel like the path is really, you know, being set forward for you, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So it really, really feels good. So I did get spring.
Okay.
Okay.
May, because are we in spring now?
March 20th was the first day of spring.
Okay.
I am
so
getting
spring.
You
okay.
Need to release, Yvonne. I am getting you need to release. There's something like, sort of like emotionally holding you back. Okay, you have the power to move forward and make good decisions, okay?
Okay.
So what is it that you're holding on to from the past that, you know, like you're a little bit indecisive about being able to go forward and to thrive and to do good?
Does it have something to do with a relationship I was in?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Does moving physically, do you see moving physically connected to relationships?
I think it has something to do with the relationship I was in. That's why I said that. I don't know what it could be.
Okay, well, what we're going to do, it's okay, but what we want to do is we just want to release that energy. I feel like there's emotional, spiritual, even mental energy, And you feel like you can't, you know, make that choice to move forward and do great because you can. So just listen. I release any spiritual, emotional, or mental energy that's, you know, stopping me from moving forward. I release any spiritual, emotional, or mental energy that is stopping me from moving forward. I release any spiritual, emotional, or mental energy that is stopping me from moving forward. And then, Yvonne, with me, you just three times. I release. Now you say it.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
I release.
Now, how do you feel?
I release. I feel calm, like.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you start to get like maybe like an anxiety attack or a feeling that doesn't feel good, all you have to do is keep saying, you know, I release. Okay?
Okay.
Because you have the ability, hon, to go forward. Okay?
Okay.
And I do see someone holding your hand, and he's giving you that love and support that you need. Okay?
Okay.
So just everything will fall into place for you, hon. I'm going to turn you over now to Liz. God bless, honey.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Yvonne. It's Liz.
Hi. Hi.
So as soon as you asked your question, I was seeing little, like, I'd say rosebuds, but I was thinking it was really like grapevines, but with the buds on it, you know, the little buds of spring. So I would say, you know, more towards the end of spring. So spring really runs from March till March 20th till June 20th. So you have a couple months. I'm going to lean towards more towards the end of spring if I have to guess a time based on that, because obviously the budding up here in upstate New York where it was snowing yesterday, that's not happening anytime soon. So it'll be closer to the end of spring.
Okay.
You know, that's okay. It's like if you're on the beginning of the show, you know, this is a new zodiac calendar, this new moon. We're going into a new energy. You know, so the first card I pulled for you was Healer of the Ages. And this is refers to Master Jesus. And when DC started asking you about a friend, I agree with her. The relationship doesn't feel like it's ever romantic, but it's a very valuable relationship. He's a very important person that you're meant to connect with. He's bringing some healing wisdom to your attention, whether you realize it or not. This is a very, very important connection that you're making with this person. Be open to his advice. Listen, because he is giving you poignant things. I think a lot to do around the past things that we hold on to that we carry with us, right? With relationships, broken hearts, we don't ever want to go through broken hearts again, right? Or being lied to or those things. And we have to remember that each experience is separate, right? What one person did to us, we can't assume that the next person is going to do that. Because we bring that energy with us to the next relationship when we do that. We have to look at this person as new and the slate is wiped clean. They're not that other person. And we have to go into each one as a new open door, which means that we have to open our heart and allow for that, you know, possible breakage to happen again. But it's not really breakage. It's really breaking open. Is what a teacher said in a class that I took one time, and it really made more sense. We harden ourselves down, and really every time that happens, right, we become more and more free with our love because we realize that, you know what, sometimes it's not going to last forever, but there's good moments there, right? And take those good moments and go with those, you know, and if it's not meant for forever, that's okay, you know. Eventually, you know, you will find it forever and you will get those things. But it's once you've gone through the other things so that you're ready for that. So that's why we need to allow it. We need to allow it so that we can be free of them and not have to go through them again. But I agree with DC too, that this move is powerful for
for you. It's important. It's successful. The second card I pulled out was victory, and it's all gold. You know, she's looks almost like a princess on here. So there's a lot of good things coming your way. So this energy right now, like I said, with the moon, visualize what you want your life to look like. Visualize what you want that place that you are moving to. You know, what does it look like? Where is it located? You know, have those visualizations. Trust that the universe is bringing this stuff to you, because it is. And once you get in the feeling of knowing of what you want and that you're going to get it, the things show up, you know, and you'll be surprised how fast all the things just pop in. That's why, you know, it may seem like nothing's on the radar now. In June, you know, which really isn't that far away, as far as moving, we'll be here before you know it. And, you know, everything's going to be in place as long as you allow it and visualize it and picture it and get it in your heart right now. Write down what you want. This is the time. This is the energy to do that. And the last card I pulled for you was out of my card deck, and it goes right along with the spring theme. And it's find the ray of sunshine in every cloud. So every time there's a you know, a hiccup or a bump in the road that doesn't seem to go your way, know that the universe has placed that bump there because they're trying to get you to a better thing. So don't get discouraged by them. Look at the positive part. Look at whatever the positive side of whatever it is that was not so great. Don't look at the part you didn't like. Look at the good side. Even if it didn't work out for you, what was the positive? Because that, too, is going to keep you in that flow of bringing in those manifestations that you want and the things that you're looking for in your life. They'll come quicker when we change to that mindset and get out of the negative. So, you know, and we can't be perfect every day. Don't think that. But as long as you're trying and working, and when you realize you're being negative, say, hey, no, I got to be positive. Positive things. What do I want? What do I want? Don't talk about what I don't want. And every time you correct yourself, that's, you know, telling the universe even more, yes, she wants it, and she wants it now. So, you know, don't get discouraged when you fall off track and make a mistake either. That's what I want to tell you, because it's okay. It's okay to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Start again. Right?
So
I hope that message helps you. I feel a lot of very, very good things coming for you, Yvonne. And, you know, good luck with everything. But write everything.
Okay,
write
thank
down what
you.
You're looking for. Let the universe know, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Take care.
Thank you.
Oh, what a nice reading.
That was beautiful, Liz. Beautiful, yes.
Well, I love when we can give positive stuff, you know. We have so much good things. So many good things are coming for people. Everybody better
get ready.
Oh,
they really are.
Yeah, given the mindset of accepting.
Yes. Beautiful.
All right. I just always feel like I check and then I'm like, did I check all these numbers? All right. Ready for our next caller?
Yeah.
Area code 980. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Something funky's going on.
Yeah, I heard like a bloop or something. I can't hear anything else.
Well, even on the switchboard, let me try to pick them up one more time because I think it. Area code 980, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Goodness.
All right. Well, we'll put them on hold, and we'll try back in a few minutes, or after our next caller.
Okay.
Who knows? That wonky energy.
Yeah.
Area code 860, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Amla, how are you?
Hi, Amla. How are you?
Nice.
Good. Happy spring to you.
Oh, you as
you
well.
Also.
Yeah, it's been a, the word is transformational, that's for sure. It's been like this for 6 months now. It's like, wow, a lot of change, a lot. And it's just like, it's crazy because from one day to the next, it's just, wow, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's so surprising and it fluctuates so fast. It's like that Aries energy, it seems like. I don't know. So I would love
you know
to
what
you
it's,
have...
Because my mom, she's a March baby, but they changed her birthday. It was the end of March, so she's an Aries baby. And they changed it to the beginning of March so she can go to kindergarten, you know? And it's funny, she's got that, like, she's got a lot of, well, she had a lot of stubbornness. And she's on the other side since 2007, and she's still stubborn, so.
Well, that's interesting. That ram business. Ram and the
lamb.
Yeah,
I mean.
Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
It's both, definitely.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
So I just am wondering, like, I'm into astrology too, so like they were saying how April is very potent, and most of April, like until the third week, it's Aries into Taurus, which is bull. The bull is Taurus, so it's very interesting. Very, very interesting. So
it really is. And Amala, you're talking about like all of that, and Ginger's coming in, and she's saying.
Okay.
She wants you, she doesn't know if you like essential oils, but she's talking specifically about clary sage to give you the courage and the boldness to take it. She's saying take it all to the next level, Amla.
Okay. Yes.
And know that, you know, it's safe for you to express yourself. It's safe for you to be empowered while you're expressing yourself. Okay, and to trust what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Okay? And she's giving me like a little visual, and I see you as a little girl. You're running through the spring flowers, and you're smiling, and you're laughing, and you're watching the birds, and you're playing, and you're just having the most amazing, you know, spring day. You know, it's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, interesting. Very cool.
Yeah. So I don't,
very
I have
cool.
no clue what it smells like. I've never even seen it, you know? I don't know. But she's saying clary sage to connect with that beautiful, amazing, you know, feminine energy within.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah. So do you have a specific question, Amla?
I think it's just more like, you know, I've talked to you guys about this before. I think it's just because my vibration, my frequency, I'm not saying, I do a lot of self-love and self-work, and it's never ending. And I just, vibrational-wise, I feel like I'm not meeting my soul tribe, and I've been like, I'm hungry for it. I really am. And it would be great to have physical connection as far as like, I mean, I know I have soul tribe people online, but like nearby would be great. You know, within my state, within the vicinity. Looking for people that way. Yeah. So if you could tune into that, maybe with relationships.
Ginger is asking, she just shows me like, I don't know, are there any like meetups or anything in your area?
What was that?
Those meetups where you know, like people get together to do meditation or like whatever the area of interest is.
Yes.
Because she's
showing
me something that would be, you know, where you would have similar interest with your soul tribe, you know?
Okay.
So that's what she's showing me.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, just make sure that you're opened up to, I feel like you're going to have all of this, like, new new information, she's saying, coming at you all at once. It's really, really amazing, you know, the way you're opening up, Amala. Okay?
Okay.
When you said, like, about, you know, your soul tribe, okay,
yeah.
I actually feel like you'll meet some special people, but I don't feel like you'll meet them until summertime.
Okay. Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's saying, just listen to your intuition. Okay? And she's saying, choose wisely. Choose these people wisely.
Exactly. Okay? Yes.
Yeah. And yes. You have your divine team with you, and, you know, just think about how it will be when you meet them. But she definitely told me summertime, Amala, that you're going to meet with
okay.
your, you know, you'll meet some soul tribe. And she's saying it's like right now between, like, now and summer when spring is sort of release whatever part of, you know, life that you're holding on to that no longer serves
yes.
you, release it. And then you're
yeah.
making room for, you know, these beautiful people from your soul tribe to come in.
Yes.
So it's going to be a beautiful journey filled with, you know, a lot of wisdom, some fun, and there's going to be many blessings. Okay?
Okay.
And I do feel like a lot of energy around you at that time.
Okay.
Because I do
good.
Feel like, you know, like you said, you're letting go. You are letting go. I feel like you're letting go of, you know, patterns you may have held on to, and you're still
yeah.
working on healing. And Ginger's saying you're doing a great job. Keep on going, you know. You're
yeah.
doing an amazing
yeah.
job. But she's saying don't forget to take out some time just to laugh and have some fun.
There's I know.
Something to
yes.
laugh about, you know. And as you know, laughing, she said, is, you know, really, really – it's very healing, you know? And
yes.
I think that's why I have, you know, Joan Rivers with me and Ginger and, you know, my mom, sometimes Betty White, you know?
Yes.
To get in touch with, you know, that side of myself. And it's really funny because, you know, my mom is coming in and she's saying, hello to you, Amla. This is Rita. And she's just saying, you know, just, like, let it out. Like, whatever you're holding on to, just, like, let it out. You know,
yes.
say it. Just scream it, say
yep.
it, whatever you got to do, you know. Let it out, she's going.
Yep.
And she's saying, you know, some
yep.
people might call it bitching. Well, I call it my word of mouth release therapy, you know. It's all in the way you
yes.
see it. So,
yep.
and I'm getting, like, variety is the spice of life. So you are going to, you know, you're going to meet new people. You're going to do different things. But I'm getting, in
okay.
the meantime, you need a little time just for you, you know.
Yes.
Because I do feel like
yes.
this beautiful energy is coming into your body, your mind, and your heart. And this is a time to just, maybe just like restore, revive, replenish.
Yep.
Because I do feel like by the summertime, your energy is going to be different. It's going to be really like a lot more powerful, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the time for you to just, you know, relax a little bit before you really, you know, put it in high gear and go forward.
Yep. Yep. It's true.
Okay, so does that make sense to you, Amala?
It does. It does. I've been feeling very, yoga comes to mind. I went to a class last week, and I'm just like, I miss this, just the studio vibe, and it's,
yeah.
it's just so different. And now I'm actually, I signed up for, you know, regular class. I was going avid goer, and then the pandemic happened, and then it all...
Right.
It just dispersed
yeah.
everything, yeah. So I'm trying
you
to get back
what it
into
really
that.
Does?
Yes.
But you're, you
yes.
know what, you're on time with everything, and Ginger's showing me, like, the growth, the expansion. And, you know, you signed up for the class, you know, you're being spontaneous. So it's
yes.
it's going to be amazing.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. That's very, very, very helpful and hopeful for that matter.
A letter, like a letter E. I don't know if it's a first name or a last name, but I feel like that might
okay.
be someone that you possibly meet, like, you know, in a class. But Ginger's just giving me a letter, the letter E.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
So I don't
sure.
know. As I said, it could be a, you know, it could be a woman, it could be a man. She didn't say.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah. Wonderful.
All righty. Well, you'll have to let us know, Amala. I'm going to turn you over to Liz, and I thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you, DC. Thank you. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Amala.
First, I have to tell you that by Christmas Day, I spent reading your book. So I wanted to let you know that because I don't think I ever reached out and told you that. But I enjoyed it very much, and it was a perfect day.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
My family.
Thank you.
My grandmother and my parents had COVID, and my sister, one of my sisters, and so we couldn't do Christmas. It got canceled kind of at the last minute, and I said, well, you know what? That's okay. I'm just going to enjoy myself today. It's all about me. So I said, what am I going to do? I have this book to read, and I sat down, and I read the whole thing.
Oh, my God. It's so cool. Oh, I feel so warm and gooey inside. That's amazing. Thank you.
So I'm sorry I didn't reach out and tell you that because I did mean to, and I enjoyed it very much. So thank you for that.
Thank you
for making my holiday.
It's really nice to hear the growth that even since I wrote that book, it's just I have other pieces too, and I actually was on an MP3, a Zoom call, and I read aloud my latest piece, and it launched, and it was debuted in another book last year. So it was really exciting. I actually didn't even read that piece until today, you know, like last weekend after I wrote it. So it was interesting going back and reading it after I wrote it a year ago.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. Anyway,
yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
So I did want to say, when DC brought up the Clary Sage, I thought, this is funny. I just read about Clary Sage myself. It's a cleansing oil, but it also taps you into your feminine energy. It brings around fertility, fertility is also abundance. Fertile soil for your dreams to grow, right? You have all that stuff in place and perfect timing because that's exactly where we are right now in the, energetic cycle. So everything's there. You have all the foundations that you need. But what I got, so the first part I pulled out for you was strategy. And I thought, but it wasn't strategy. Like what I got was that you've spent a lot of time strategizing how you were going to do everything. And it was great, but now you're done with that. We're not strategy. There's no more strategy. You're throwing it out the window. You're crumpling it up, and the plan's gone. We're just letting whatever happens today happen, right?
Yeah.
And then the second card I pulled was hostilities. And
okay.
There's a little time, and what DC said to you, I thought was very important about be picky about the soul tribe people. I felt that because that's what I felt like. You said I'm hungry for it.
Yes.
Don't be hungry for it. Don't jump on everything. And what I saw as DC said that was, I don't know if you've ever seen the Pretenders video for the song Special. And she's like walking down the street with her hands in her pocket. Like she's on a mission, right? She's on her own. And I saw you, what I heard was don't be afraid to be in solitude for a little while. Not solitude, like not going out, but going to places that you don't normally go. Like, don't be afraid to do something different.
Yes. The word is discernment. Yes, makes sense.
Right.
Totally doing that.
And I looked up the lyrics for the song Special just so you could, and this popped out to me, and it's, there's nobody else here, no one like me, I'm special.
Oh,
so remember
interesting.
That.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
But what I also got, because when I heard this song, I'm like, it's a song that I really like.
Okay.
I was like, oh. But I thought, you mentioned yoga, but I felt tantric dance. And that's tapping into that feminine energy, but also the inner child that DC mentioned. And it's time for you, and that's what I feel like the walking away and being alone, not in the, solitude like we've been, right? Not staying home and doing nothing, but going and doing something out of your norm and, just being completely and totally you, fully submersed, no one else is there, just tap into that energy and move your body because there's so much that we release, the hostilities. That's not something you have a lot of, but it's that
you have had that energy in the past, and like it's, there's some of it still lingering in there. So that movement of all your limbs and body parts, you're going to release that last bit of that. It's not anything. The hostilities that just didn't feel was like a negative dark thing. I didn't want you to think that because the word to me is kind of intense, but it's not that. It's just like that lingering stuff. You're definitely out of having those feelings, but there's, you know, the like residue is in there, and so it needs you to move it to get it out.
Yes. That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. So I pulled, the last card was from my deck, and it's learn something new every day. And that's where it really connected with me, with the going outside your norm, because you're going to meet people when you go somewhere that you don't typically go that you haven't met before. So it's a new story, right? And you're connecting with new people. And that's what I was seeing with the learn something new every day, was that you were meeting different people and just talking, conversation, and learning little things here and there, and that's where it was funny because DC said the meetup, and I'm thinking like the speed dating thing. That was kind of what I was seeing in my head with it. I was like, but. But it's not, it wasn't speed dating. It was just being in new places, and it's, you know, new faces and new, you know, people you haven't connected with before. And that too is where your tribe is going to start to form. It does take a little bit longer. Like DC said, summertime, I mean, not super long. It's coming. It's, you know, it's not here right now. And I know that's a little disappointing because we've just gone through all this stuff and we're free and, you know, we can do things, but the vision from the Pretenders video of her walking down the street is so, so powerful in the message that I got for you, that it's really like just time for you to do the things that Amala wants to do.
Yeah.
Don't care about anyone. Don't care about anyone else, but it's time to take care of you and do you, right?
As a caretaker, that totally resonates with me because, it's me time. And, like, that actually also, there's so many multifaceted, you know, benefits to this because, you know, it's self-care and it prevents burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And I really am at a point of today, I looked at myself, I'm like, I'm really exhausted, honestly. And that's when I'm like, I have to sign up for yoga. Just even these little pieces of going to a studio and being regular, just do it.
Yeah.
And no questioning it. Like you just said, no more thinking, no strategizing. Just do it.
Yeah. It's very much just you're going. Like, and you don't necessarily know the direction, but you do know the direction. Like, you're being led there, and no one's going to tell you any different. It's really where you're supposed to be. You know, whatever's calling you, just go. Go check it out. Go try it. Go to those places because there's something there for you every time. It's not asking you to plan. It's just saying, hey, let's do what we want to do right in the moment. Like, get up and go.
Yeah, I love that.
If I want to dance in the middle of the grocery store because I love the song, then dance in the middle of the grocery store. You know, who cares?
Yeah.
You know what? Because if you're having fun and everybody else in the aisle is having a crappy day, guess what? They're all going to look at you, and you're going to raise their vibration that much. And either half of them are going to start dancing with you in the aisle too, or they're going to be at least laughing, right? So what's the worst that can happen?
It's so true. It is so true. Yeah. It's time to, like, you know, there's nothing, what I hear you, like, the little underlying layer of this is, like, you are you, and it's perfect, and being authentic is the most important thing, and that's just doing what you got to do, and just be you, and that's all that I could ask for, or anybody could ask for,
right.
Beautiful.
You know, you have done all this stuff, you know all the tools, you know all the tips, now it's time to walk the walk, you know?
Yes.
Just embrace it and say, this is me. This is who I am, right? No,
yes.
No, I'm sorry. No, too bad. Like, this is it.
Yeah. Well, I want to, you know, it's kind of like the spring season, right? It's time to blossom and bloom,
yeah.
You know, like plant some seeds, you know, like using discernment.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, I bloom and I blossom and it's colorful.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful. It's butterflies flying around, you know, it's a fun time, you know, with that. So.
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
And
thank you
I
so
have
much.
To ask you, before we leave you, yeah. Before we let you go, I have to ask you a question. I just got a vision as you were, you know, talking to Liz, and
yeah.
Where we are, we have these beautiful walking paths, and and like specific areas, they have like it looks like a little birdhouse, but it's a little bit larger, and it's where you could leave a book and take a book.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen
yeah.
them. Certain parks and things have
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
I just. You know, the book that Liz enjoyed, if you have any spare copies, I'm getting that if you could, you know, just put one, like, in one of those areas and put a little note inside, you know,
yeah.
I feel like someone needs to read your beautiful book. I think it'll be amazing.
Oh, that's a beautiful message.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're
yeah,
talking about.
Jackson,
it's down the road from me. Oh, my God.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
because Jackson would take him, and he would just... It was like he got this amazing treasure. He was so overjoyed, you know?
I got to say, I got full body chills because my mentor here in New York that I work with, she wrote a book, and I was reading it on vacation down near you, D.C., where I go every year, and I'm reading a story, and she's writing about being in the same place where I'm sitting reading the story. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh,
wow.
My gosh. So it's a timeshare, and so I took her book, and I had her sign it, and then I wrote the little message inside about, you know, check out the story on page whatever, and I put it in the bookshelf at the resort for people to do
beautiful.
That. And just
yeah,
you know,
I just feel
cool
like that's going
thing.
To really, like, help someone to get on to their path. You're going to affect them in a really big way, Amla.
Oh, thank you, that's beautiful. I will absolutely do that. My heart just smiles.
The chills.
Thank
I mean,
you.
I have the chills, you know, too. So,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh. Beautiful. Right. Oh, my God. Thank you for that message. I appreciate that so much.
Well, it was so wonderful.
You are welcome.
Voice on. Well, thank you for calling in.
God bless you both.
Thanks.
And happy
you're
spring.
Welcome.
And keep on shining. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
You too. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, how wonderful to hear her voice because...
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Shows and we heard from her, she wasn't in such a positive place. She wasn't terrible, but she, you know, she was
right.
having some...
Right, a little bit
glow.
Of, like, a little bit of, like, sunshine, you know?
Yeah. And she's just, you know, the last... few times she's called. I don't know if you were on every time, but I know Mary and I have talked for a couple times also, and she's
yes,
just
I've been here.
A light ray, you know.
Yeah.
Every time we've talked to her, we, you know, gosh, probably the last 9 months.
Beautiful.
So wonderful.
Yeah.
So it's just beautiful to hear people's transformation too. I think.
You know what? It really is.
To hear back from them.
Is. And I mean, she, you know, she has her beautiful books and everything, and to be able to, you know, share with her, even her local community, that is such a blessing, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? I think that's something that's often overlooked. I know my teacher does that a lot. She'll tuck books
yeah.
in different places. She'll leave one of her oracle cards somewhere, you know, just cute little things
mm-hmm.
like that for people to find. And it's such a great thing, you know?
It really is. You know, it really truly is.
All right.
So
well, we still
about Jackson, he's, you know, he's 6 years old and he's my inspiration, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He really is.
Yeah,
the things that he tells me he does and, you know, he it's so instinctive, like all these beautiful and amazing things that he does, you know?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, you know, looking at a child, right? Because going back and playing with our inner child, healing our inner child is so important,
yeah.
right?
It really is.
These kids, they're just so carefree, and they can find joy in anything. They can find the excitement and the joy in anything if you allow them to. And just, you know, that's what you see with Jackson, that, that light up of his face. Yeah. He doesn't have to be on an iPhone or a tablet, right? You can take him to do a book exchange, and he is.
Yeah, and like I said once before, I had mentioned, when COVID was still going on, the teacher, you know, called and asked, you know, his mom, can we put him in the larger class? Because he just keeps everyone's energy up and makes everyone happy. So he moved from a small class to this really large class, and he just, he's incredible. So I just laugh. And I visualize him when he was, like, little, I think he was three, and he had a Batman suit on for Halloween, but he looked like, he, the way that my daughter-in-law made him look, it was so funny. And my mom is saying, you know, whenever you have to do something, you know, whatever you have to do tomorrow, do it with confidence, the confidence of Jackson, a six-year-old with a superhero on, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So cute.
Well, I get, we have people lined right up here, DC. Are we ready to take another call?
I better be.
Okay. Well, we'll try our 980 caller again here.
Okay.
Area code 980, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Are they muted, baby?
I don't know. Not on my side. I don't know.
I hear like a little like noise, you know? It's weird.
Right. It keeps sounding like someone's breathing, and then there's nothing there.
Yeah, like,
well, maybe they're
maybe
just listening. I know sometimes we, sometimes we have people that just listen, you know, too. I know.
Yeah,
Mary
yeah, it could.
People,
sure, yep.
Usually Mary's here to tell us who it is.
Yep, get better fast, Mary.
All right, well, we'll go to the next caller.
Yeah.
Area code 919, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
This is Kay, K-A-Y.
Hi, Kay. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I had an interview, a phone screening, for a company, and I'm just wondering, how do you see things working with that? I'm in the, trying to get a new career opportunity. And I thought it went very well, but just wondering, what do you feel on this?
Well, the first thing that I'm getting, Kay, this is DC, this is a very opportune time for you to change careers, okay? And I do feel like when you do change careers, it's going to be financially a little bit better. Okay, I feel like you know, that's going to come along with it. I didn't get a definitive yes. I got a maybe.
Okay.
So, I mean, could it go the right way? It could, but sometimes, you know, the first opportunity might not be the one that's the best for you. And
okay.
I have
okay.
to ask a question that I'm guided to ask. The job mm-hmm. that you applied for, would that be doing something that you absolutely love?
Yes, I love doing this line of work.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, like when you work from your heart, that's going to be the key,
mm-hmm.
working from
mm-hmm.
your heart.
Okay.
But when I ask about that
yes.
specific job, I don't get a definitive yes.
Okay,
okay. So
okay.
I'm getting, you know, sometimes like we see little obstacles or little distractions. To help us to reflect on what it is exactly we're wanting. And the angels are saying,
okay.
if this doesn't work out, okay, it's going to be okay because there's something new and exciting that is coming your way. And
okay.
sometimes, you know, when we have like this little, you know, like a, just like a little, I can't even think of what you're just trying to tell me. It's sort of like a little bump in the road, she's saying. Again, it's really
mm-hmm.
think about what no longer serves your highest purpose. And I do feel like
okay.
as we're connecting, you're holding on to something. There's some kind of limiting belief that you're holding on to about,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know if it's about yourself, but I feel like it is in regard to work. What is it? Are you picking up anything when I say like you're holding on to something? Because I really do feel like there's something in regard to maybe this position or maybe work in general.
I'm financially, I lost my job, so I'm in a struggle financially. So pick up that's a lot of energy.
That's a lot,
okay.
A lot of energy. Okay,
yes,
so what I
yes.
ask you
I'm
to
just,
do is
just concerned.
See, you know, when you see money as energy, see it as love, and it's just letting go of the idea of, you know, like the money, the way, you know, we see it from an earthly perspective. Because when we think of it as abundance, and I'm going to have Liz, you know, come in and talk about, you know, her journey with, you know, money and abundance. So I do feel like, you know, you're selling yourself short in regard to your definition of money.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So I do feel like there's going to be a major change. There's going to be new beginnings. You're going to be so happy. But I feel like when I say money, it's almost like your emotions change.
Yes.
So
yes,
when it comes
it does,
to your finances,
like I said, I'm
yeah, you don't feel secure. You're in fear, you know?
Right.
So just listen for 1 second. I release my negative emotions in regard to money. I release my negative emotions in regard to money. I release my negative emotions in regard to money. I now realize that money is energy. Money is love. Money is abundance. Now, we're going to say 3 times, I release, you say it.
I release.
Okay, so how do you feel? Do you feel like you just, like, you know, you got rid of something? Because I feel like you're a little bit
my
lighter.
My shoulder's not as stiff. Yeah, my shoulder's
yeah,
not as stiff.
Because you were holding such a heavy load on your shoulders, Kay, you know?
Yeah.
And I, you know, and then you're saying, girlfriend, you know, just you have to chill a little bit. Things are going very, very well for you. And you have the ability to make great choices, you know. And she's saying you're going to, you know, be successful. You're going to be able to move on. And it's going to be, you know, absolutely amazing. So I'm even getting possibly, you know, maybe like this position, Ginger's saying, girlfriend, I don't know if you're dreaming big enough. You know?
I can see that. There's one thing that they said
you're
about
you're right on the, like,
that,
because we're in the beginning.
That kind of made me anxious.
Yeah, we're going into April now, so you're right on, like, the cusp of beautiful new beginnings. You know, and this is your 10 heavy emotions. And you carry them sometimes in career. There might be some that you're holding on to in regard to relationships. Whatever it is, just keep saying, I release. And you're going to free your spirit. You're going to free your soul. You're going to help get yourself on that beautiful path of bliss, you know, the one that you've been waiting to connect with.
All right.
Totally
you.
Amazing. But whatever you're feeling, like I said, you know, and if it doesn't feel good, say, I release. And keep saying, you could do that at night before you go to bed. Quietly even, you know? Ginger saying, girlfriend, I just want to let you know that the universe is working in your favor, okay?
Wow.
And
there
really are no tests, no obstacles or things in your way except the things that you put there, the things that you project upon yourself.
Understood.
So this would be a great time to just, you know, really go within and, you know, get rid of those worries and fears. And be filled with faith and hope and optimism because you're coming into a very exciting time of your life. Okay?
Wow. Okay. Great. Thank you. Beautiful.
Okay, so she's saying, please stop worrying. Let go of the anxiety. And, you know, your beautiful heart, you know, there's a little bit of fear in there. We want to get rid of that and replace, you know, all that energy with nothing but beautiful, unconditional love. Okay? And when you think about tomorrow, you think about the job you're going to, you've got to think about it as, you know, it's amazing, it's something I love, and it's coming, she's saying. And I don't know
okay.
how many people you have in spirit, but I just see, you know, angels, and I see family in spirit. You have this entourage that is with you, and they're
yes.
as well, okay?
Great.
So you
Thank
don't
you
have
so
to
much.
Hold on to, like, those old fears. And I do feel like some of them are old fears that you even, you know, had gotten maybe from your mom, family members. But,
yes.
you're walking into a beautiful new future, and... You know, don't worry about money. Just visualize abundance, okay?
Okay. Okay. All right.
Awesome.
Thank
and
you.
I'm going to
Thank
bring Liz
so
on,
much.
And Liz is going to tell you about her, you know, her journey with abundance. Liz?
Okay. Yes. So I love to share this story because, you know, I grew up in a family where there was never enough money, right? We don't have enough money. We don't have enough. Mm-hmm. And we adopt that, right? We carry it with us, and we always say, I don't have enough, I don't have enough.
Yeah.
And guess what? We never have enough, do we?
Right.
Or we have enough temporarily.
Right.
So a couple of years ago, what I had to do was really shift my my thoughts on money, because money isn't necessarily what I need, right? If I don't... So, like, I'm working on a house, right? So I need building materials. And I could trade with people my services for building materials that I need, and I don't need the money for them then. Are there things that I need money for? Yes. But that comes from
right.
somewhere else, right? It comes from the day job that I work the hours for, and then the stuff that I enjoy doing. You know, I have the flexibility then to trade, you know, those services for another service that someone else has. You know, maybe it's a housekeeper, maybe it's getting my car fixed or whatever. It doesn't matter, whatever you need. And so what I did was, it wasn't money that I needed. I needed abundance. And abundance is having everything that I need when I need it. And that's what happened for me. That when I, you know, when I trust that the universe is going to bring in what I need, and I say, huh, you know, so this happened to me a couple of weeks ago, ironically. I'm driving home from my friend had given me a Reiki session, and I'm driving home, and I had to go to the grocery store, and I'm thinking, oh, I have this brand new class I'm teaching tomorrow night, and I really need some folding chairs, like just a couple metal folding chairs, because I don't think I have enough chairs down in my space. And I'm driving up the street, and here are four folding chairs in very good shape out of the phone call. Picked it out, you know, for someone to take. And I'm like, are you
wow.
kidding me? Like, so I pulled right up and got them.
Right, right.
But there they were, right? I just asked. And that has really been what's happened for me every time. I'm like, oh, you know, I really, you know, tonight I need to do this card reading because I, you know, I need to get my name out there and I need to make these connections, right? But my client, she doesn't have money to pay me, but she can make me a casserole. My time that I need to spend with her to get the casserole would be the time that I normally would spend, you know, prepping and making dinner for my family. But now I have dinner because she's bringing it in exchange for the card reading. And when I go home, I'm like, voila, we have dinner. And sit down and I can spend that time with my family. So I've been able to, you know, change my time, my abundance of time, because I can, you know, manage it in other ways now, or exchange my time for someone else's time.
Okay.
It's, you know, we just have to shift our thinking and our perception. And then everything falls into place and it just keeps coming. And so with your question regarding the job, I will tell you what I got right away was like, yeah, it was good. And, yeah, you could go there. and it'll be fine. It'll be a job, you know, and you'll make money. But, you know, it'll always just be
eh. Okay.
And the thing is that what you're really going to enjoy isn't too far away. And let me tell you, because I pulled some cards, and I want to tell you how they relate. The first one is... number three, and it's blossoming abundance. And a couple things with this card is it's I'm looking at, so the number three, obviously mind, body, and soul connection, very powerful. Three is a powerful number. When we are connected all three ways, with our fully connected with our mind, with our body, and our soul, then we are in alignment with our higher self. We're getting messages. We're, you know, following our intuition. We're grounded. We feel confident in ourselves. And this picture is, ironically, it's this beautiful path in a, not quite a forest, but like a meadow, and there's beautiful wildflowers coming up and some birds. And but it's kind of like foggy in the forefront, but just a little bit ahead, there's all this beautiful white streaming down light. And so what I saw there with the job is that, yeah, this interview did go well. Are they going to offer you the job? Most likely. You could take the job. But like DC said, if you're not fully feeling it in your heart, you're always going to be in this foggy place in the meadow. And if you just take a minute and ask for the job that you want, you know, ask the universe to bring you this job. You know, you don't have to be so specific, but a job that allows me, you know, this, this, and this, and where I, you know, earn enough that I don't feel, you know, that I earn enough money to be comfortable. What, you know, whatever it is you need to put out there, put it out there and allow that to come, that light a little further ahead when you're fully tapped into your intuition and you're making that full mind, body, soul connection. When you're listening to that, you're going to be led to the perfect job. You're going to know all through your body. When something's right and you're in alignment, your whole body gets the chills and you're like, this is it. I know this is it. it's going to come.
Right.
And, so my next card is community. And what was funny about this is normally it's a positive card, but what I was immediately drawn to is there's like three women on here. And they kind of look like the Mean Girls. That was the vibe I was getting when I looked at this card today. And I thought, oh, so there's been situations where you've kind of been, well, and it's normal in any kind of environment where women are working together. I always call it the hen house. You know, that we try to put other people down because that's social design has made it that that's how women need to be. And that's a whole other topic that we can go into, but not tonight. The thing anyone says to us is a reflection of how they feel about themselves. So anytime anyone says something negative to us, it's because they don't like that about them. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's anything wrong with us. And we have to remember that. So they're always projecting. I want any past projections that anyone has put on you that have given you self-doubt, have made you feel like maybe you weren't good enough or experienced enough or knowledgeable enough, I want you to put those out of your head because those are not who you are. Those are someone else's fears. Those are someone else's issues. They're not yours.
Okay.
So there, and the community word, there is a community that you're going to love and be accepted into. Absolutely. But put these women out, like don't allow them to penetrate this new stuff. But that is just them being jealous.
Okay.
The last card I pulled was out of my deck and it's don't ever be afraid to sparkle. So again, in front of those people, in front of those naysayers, don't be afraid to shine your full true self. Don't hold back. Be 100% you, and you will land the, you know, don't let anyone make you think that you're not perfectly perfect the way you are.
Wow. Thank you.
So,
and
you know,
Liz, Joan Rivers coming in. Hey, Joan wants to tell you, you know, she was listening to Liz and she said, wow, you girls are amazing. But she's saying, Kay, I have one thing I'd like to say. Always wear underwear. The people you meet on your way up the ladder will be looking.
Okay.
So she just wants you to lighten up a little bit, you know, and
you're
amazing. You feel like
you're
getting a little bit, you know, too serious, think about Joan and her giving you that message, okay?
Thank you, certainly. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Blessings to you both. Thank you so much.
So, you're awesome, Kay. Have a great night.
Thank you. You as well.
Aww. It was such a great message. It was just coming through so good, you know, that, yes, yeah, you could take this job, you know what I mean? But we could all just take a job.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, you really have to, you know, you have to find something that matches your beautiful energy. And when she does that, it's going to be just like, wow, it's like the 4th of July and everything, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to have all that beautiful energy, and I can't wait because she's going to call us back and tell us, you know.
I know, we forgot to say that. But I hope she takes some time and writes down that perfect job she's looking for, because it's out there and it's going to find her. She just has to let the universe, you know, be able to find that key for the lock or whatever.
Goodness, yeah. Definitely.
So.
Yeah, it's amazing. She's amazing. And it does, it you know, it gets scary at times, but you just have to quiet your fears and know that, you know, the universe always has luck. And
well,
after you had, you know, originally told us about that beautiful story, I just, you know, I've heard, you know, that about abundance, and I've heard many people tell their version of what happened to them. I had one lady that actually had gotten like a trailer to live in, and she said, I would let people, you know, pay whatever they could pay for a reading, and whenever I was short on money, I'd go to the mailbox and there would be a check, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's really beautiful.
You know,
I have a woman planting all these beautiful vegetables. And she said, I have a massive garden. And she said, probably May, she's going to come with a big basket of veggies, you know, from her beautiful garden.
Yeah.
So I said, that's something I look forward to. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it.
Yeah. Definitely.
There's all kinds of ways. Yeah, perception is a big thing for us human beings.
Yeah, it really is. Yep.
We still got a full switchboard, so let's take our next caller, GC. Does that sound good?
It does. Yes, it does.
All right. Area code 856, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, it's Rosemary, guys. How are you?
Hey, Rosemary. How are you doing this week, hon?
Doing a little bit better. The one you said there was a miscommunication with somebody, that happened yesterday and the day before.
Okay. Okay. Well, at least you remember the messages. That's a great start, you know?
I was going to say, didn't know we weren't wrong.
Goodness.
So
how's everything? Yes.
It's still kind of worse. Well, I got a little extra money here and there by somebody, like some friends and some for gas money and stuff like that this past week, so I'm still waiting.
Well, you know, you're still in a transitional stage, hon.
Okay.
So, you know, things are going to get better, but, and I was wondering, it's really funny because I didn't know, like, Liz is running the board tonight. I didn't really, you know who was calling in. And, Rosemary, I got, you know, money is coming your way that you didn't expect. Okay? So that was, like, one of the messages that I had gotten for you is money is coming your way, you know?
So not the one that I'm expecting to get in. It's something else. Gotcha.
Yeah, this is something that you're not waiting to receive is what I am getting. So just, you've got to hang in there. And you've got to watch your thinking because, you know, your thinking could actually slow things down. Okay?
Yeah. Like the other
Do you have any legal matters that you're waiting on?
I have one I'm trying to see what I can do about something overseas, and I got that was a mishap in communication the last 2 days, and I got kind of, excuse my language, pissed off about that. Why am I looking for stuff? Why aren't you doing it? And then you shouldn't do it. Let it go. And I'm not going to let that one go that easy.
I
was doing it for revenge, but it wasn't revenge.
I hear you. Yeah, because I was getting that. And I do see you talking like with an older gentleman. You know, and he's talking to you. I just feel like, you know, things may take a while is what I'm being shown, Rosemaria, you know?
Well, on that one.
Yeah. So I do feel like it may take a little while. But I feel like, you know, like I said, I got, you know, getting money that you did not expect, okay? I was getting that, and I'm getting, like, right now, you know, don't let your fears, you know, your fears are starting to grow, it seems, you know? And you don't want to grow your fears. You want to stay positive, hon, okay? You've got to try to stay.
Okay.
You've got to try to stay positive, and don't let your fear, you know, run amok there. Okay, so please be careful. Okay, I do feel like a lot of motion, like around you, a lot of movement. Are you thinking of moving?
I was thinking about it. I don't know if I should go overseas or staying here.
Well, I'm getting, like, I see you moving and stuff. I see a job coming. You know, this is like a nice transformation, and you're letting go of all unhealthy patterns, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how you would go overseas if you have no money presently, you know?
You're right. The only
way
I can go back is with them.
Yeah, you have to just, you know, you have to do things. But you know what, I'm just saying, like, the sun is shining on you. Everything is going to work out. You have to be patient. Okay? So that's what I have. I'm going to Liz, hon. God bless, honey.
Thanks.
Hi, Rosemaria. So I have kind of an interesting reading here for you. The first one is the seventh chakra in Archangel Uriel. So the seventh chakra is your crown. And it's what I'm getting is to really tap into your faith. You know, do your prayer. Praying, however you do that. I mean, I don't try to give people a constraint on how they do it or when they do it or how many times. But tap into that connection with your higher power, talking to them, you know, saying what you need, asking them to help you. Because when we do that, a lot of times we forget that, yes, our angels are there and our spirit guides or whatever you refer to them as, they're there, but they can't step in unless we ask them to. So it's important that we every day ask them. And anytime you're going through a hard, something difficult, say, I really, you know, I need some help. I need you to come in, help me. They're there for you. We just have to ask. They can't just come over because we have free will. They can't force us to do things. So, you know, really, really tap into faith. You know, a lot of times when we're having a hard, difficult time, faith is what gets us through. And so you tapping into that, you have a strong, you do have a strong connection already intuitively, but you allow your ego self to get in the way. You allow your thinking brain to overtake you. So, you know, spend more time in prayer, calling them in, you know, telling them your fears, your woes, you know, what you need help with, what you're looking for guidance on, and just start having that conversation, you know, whenever you need to. And then the second card I got was walking away, and this I didn't feel like it was walking away from a situation per se, but it was more walking away from the current way that you do things. You know, like abandon your regular routines and start doing the things that are healthy for you, that make you feel good. You know, a lot of times we do the same old, same old, same old, because it's what we're used to and it's what we think is safe. And this is really calling you to stop doing those routine things
and just say, you know what? I'm going to find the silver lining in the cloud. I'm going to celebrate the little wins I have today. Just these shifts that are different from our normal, the way we would normally handle things. The holding grudges and things like that. When people do things to us, we just have to say, you know what? It's okay, but I don't have time for this. This isn't, could we allow those things to consume us inside? Know that the universe is going to take care of them. But other things, when you go into your normal worry, maybe about your finances or different things in your life, now, tap into that prayer. Say, call in your angels. I really need a hand. I need something. That's walking away from your old patterns or old ways, right? It's saying it's time to abandon that. It's time to just look at life in a new way, in a positive way. Look at it as the life that you want is coming. And then the last card I pulled for you is from my deck, and it's sharing is caring. And I was perplexed by it, but I don't think I am. It's realizing that your story has power, that it is worth sharing with other people, telling them what is going on with you, making them aware, not for pity, not for, any of those things, but to, share, this is where I am. This is how I got here. And these are my plans. I'm going to do things. I'm setting goals for myself. And even sharing the positive things when you encounter someone else that's not having a good day, because you've realized that when someone says something nice to you or shares something nice with you on a day you're having a bad day, it makes you feel just a little bit better. And everybody needs that. Everybody needs a little pick-me-up, no matter where they are, what state they're in, because the world is just such a crazy place right now. So every little bit of positivity, it makes a difference. So you sharing, your little, maybe a smile to someone that's, not having the best day, that little smile, that's going to make a huge difference for someone. And it doesn't cost you any money, right? It doesn't, it's not anything that puts you out. It's just a little something. And you'll be repaid in the ways that you need to be repaid for doing that. So, the universe is just calling for you to make little subtle shifts. And it's not much. And it's about being patient and kind of waiting out the time, because there is change coming for you. And it's just trusting that it is coming too. And that's what the seventh chakra and the crown connection, is having that faith and believing that, yes, it is coming. Yes, I am being taken care of, because you are. And we all go through things to help us to get where we're going. So this is all part of your plan. It's all part of your path. And it's just asking you to submerge yourself a little bit more and find the pleasant pieces of it, even though a majority of it may not be pleasant. There are little silver linings in there, and they want you to pick those out and focus on those. So good things are coming, Rose Maria. I can feel it. Don't let yourself get in that funk or that pattern of not thinking that they are, because they are. Just start connecting with your higher power, connecting, so you have that, you can feel that support and that comfort of them holding you, because they'll show you in ways. Okay, that's what I have for you, Rose Maria, and I hope it helps you. Let us know how you make up. Okay? I still hear that joy in your voice for the last time we spoke too. So the things are coming, and your soul knows they're coming. You just have to get your ego mind to believe it now.
Cool, yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I was thinking about it, and I'm not sure which way to go or go over or stay in here, so I'm not, if that, he starts communicating, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I'm praying for him to send the stuff. And I don't know if I should send the other thing to the other lawyer thing. And
start praying for miracles. Bring me miracles, angels, bring me miracles. They will do it. They might still be small at first, you know, but recognize them. Every little miracle is a miracle, no matter the size.
Cool.
And
it'll
just continue to get bigger, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Rose Maria. Have a great evening.
Thanks, you too.
Take care, hon.
Aw, what a sweetheart.
She's
going to get through this.
She weathered the storm for quite a while, but she's going to be fine. She's a survivor.
Absolutely. You know, that's what we have to remember. We always make it through. No matter how hard it gets, we always get to the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Like we have numbers top on, top off, and I'm like, let me check my list again. No, I think we're all good. Okay. So. I'm like, and who knows what everyone else is experiencing, because we've had kind of crazy stuff happening here. I don't know if you know with the switchboard.
Goodness.
There is stuff.
Yeah, I'm understanding.
All right. Area code 780, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Hi, Jay. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do have a question. My service manager and I are working on a project right now, and he seems almost to dominate it for a reason. I don't know why he doesn't involve me more with it, but there was a meeting yesterday regarding what was going on for the project, but there was no input from me. I just wondered how this can proceed further, because I feel that I might just let this thing go the way he wants it and just let egg fall on his face, but... my question is that we have to do it on parts. We have to revamp the parts room. And, it's going to cause some aggravation. Just wonder how I should approach the situation for tomorrow or on Friday. Because he wants to get it done right away, and I'm thinking, no, it's not going to be done in, you know, 2 days or so. It's going to probably take a week to do it.
Jay, this is DC. I agree with you.
Hey,
it's not going to be like something that gets done fast. It's going to take a little while. And I just, you know, I see, you know, you're sitting there and thinking, my gosh, like, he doesn't have the same vision that you have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I do feel, you know, like this is going to take a little bit, you know, but if you stay positive, I do feel like if you can stay positive, it won't take as long as you're feeling that it will right now, okay? So that's the first thing. The angels are saying, please, you know, you've got to stay positive. That's the first thing. I feel like, you know, it's going to take a little while, so I don't know if he's up for that, but I do feel like it's, you know, it's not going to be, you know, a fast fix. It's going to be a little bit difficult, and I mean, I don't know, are you able to communicate with him so that he understands? Because I do feel like, you know, it's going to be hard if he's not one that listens, you know?
No, he doesn't listen. He just doesn't listen to
Okay,
he
so that...
Yeah, it's very hard for him to listen. I don't know why, but it's, yeah, it's just, he has a certain way of doing things, and he's stuck to it, and no one can unglue him from that. Yeah.
Well, that in itself does present, you know, a little bit of an issue, you know, when he can't, you know, just, you know, listen and be on the same page. What I'm getting is it may be, you know, a time where you consider, you know, going forward and, you know, moving forward for your betterment, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm hearing like letting go of the past, you know, walking into a brand new future, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of positive hun coming your way. And I saw Archangel Ariel, and she's saying prosperity is coming as well. I do feel like this is like going to be like a real, you know, it's going to be hard for you working with him. It's going to be challenging. He has a different viewpoint, but I feel like you're going to go forward. You yourself are going to be fine, and you're walking into, you know, like a beautiful new future is what the angels were showing me, hon. So, like I said, I could see the two of you in it. It just, you know, two different viewpoints, and you're sitting there like, oh, my goodness, he doesn't, like, understand what I'm trying to convey, you know? But I'm getting for you not to get worried, because you are going to go forward, and things are going to be resolved for you, and you will move on. You have beautiful new beginnings. I see an angelic team watching over you. And don't be afraid, because you are protected, and you are going to go forward and do well, hon, okay?
Okay. Thank you for that. Am I going to move forward?
I feel like the two of you are on, like, two different pages. He's not, you know, he's not willing to listen. And your desires are going to happen is what the angels are saying. And what I have to say is that things are going to turn out better for you than you could even have imagined. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And I'm going to turn you over to Liz, hon. God bless, and keep in touch with us.
You too. Thanks, Liz, or DC.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Liz.
So I pulled for the energy oracle for you, and I don't think you were on at the start of the show, but I pulled the card because Mary hasn't been here for a couple of weeks for everyone, and it was number 49, the Angel of Love, and ironically, that's the first card I pulled out for you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Now, it doesn't have exactly the same meaning as it did at the beginning of the show, but this is about you handling this in a loving way. I agree with DC. Your energies aren't going to match. And this can be a very, very frustrating situation if you allow it to be. That's how I want to say that. But it can also be a very beautiful teaching lesson for the other person if you allow yourself to be the teacher. I guess that's what I want to say. Because there's a nice way to handle this, right? He's a person that he needs to be seen and in the front right away, right? He needs his way is the only way, and he's an in the box thinker. He's got tunnel vision, and he only looks at one thing. That really never works in any situation. But you're not, and I feel like you have this vein of patience in you that you've probably had a very long time, that sometimes is probably very frustrating to you. But in this situation, it can work to your advantage if you want it to. And that's by using compassion. The second card I pulled for you is all tied up, and it's a picture of a woman all bound up because she feels like she doesn't have any choice, and that's where you're at. Like, you feel like, you know, your voice isn't going to be heard, and because this person has already put out their claws into the situation and has put their, you know, their thing out there before you. And you know that you're going to be stuck doing this if you choose to. But the point is, I have two more cards, and I guess I'll skip to the last one. The last card I pulled was out of my deck, and it was, no matter what size, shape, or color, every person deserves to be heard. And that card went along with this situation. And I think if you're willing to allow what I believe, and this is, you know, it's up to you, but this is what I kind of saw, was you saying, okay, we'll do it your way, but I just want to say that, you know, I feel it's going to take longer. And I, you know, this is my opinion. I think your plan needs to be laid out and explained, even if you do, you know, have to go along with his. And when he sees that his doesn't work out and that it gets difficult, and not only he's seeing that, other people are seeing this, right? I mean, because you don't work alone. Other people are going to see what happens and be aware of that. So it's an opportunity for you to be seen, and it's an opportunity for you to kindly show him the error of his ways, if that makes sense. By having that little patience, which I know isn't always easy. Sometimes it's a daunting task, depending on how long you've worked with an individual and dealt with it.
Right, yes, I've worked with a long time.
But in the same regard, you know, because I can see it going either way. I can also see you saying, you know what, I don't agree with, you know, and being stern and walking away and having self-love for yourself, too, in that regard. But it's not necessarily not self-love doing the teaching route, because you're expanding yourself when you do that, and you are doing self-love by showing another person kindness and extending them that, you know, little bit of patience and new perspective. Because
okay,
the other card that I have is the world, and that's why, you know, I pulled the first three out of the energy deck, the Angel of Love all tied up, and then I got the world, and I was kind of like, you're seeing things all the way around. But the card from my deck, with every voice needs to be heard, really needed to go before the world. So, and that is you. You know, that's you seeing the bigger picture, right? That's you, you know, not only in the job, right, because we can look at just the square in the job. You're looking at the bigger picture, seeing all the moving parts. But if you choose to go the route of love and extend that to the coworker and do the teaching thing, you're also expanding to the world. You're also giving yourself a new worldly perspective as well, if that makes sense. And in turn, it's a vibration, a consciousness lifting is what you'll be doing for yourself. So, you know, like I said, there's many layers to this. This decision, and it's the ball is in your court. And what are you feeling? That's what I'm going to say to you. Do you feel that you can go the road and be patient?
I just want to say to Jay, the person he's speaking about, he feels like he has to be the one in charge, and he never lets others know that. You know, like, oh my gosh, like I need advice. He would never let others know that, because then he wouldn't feel superior anymore. So when he's, needing help that you could provide, he's not willing to accept it, because he sees it as a sort of like as him being weak. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, yes, it does. There's a difference. I'm a Taurus. He's a Taurus and I'm an Aries.
Okay, and he's really exhausted all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So you're going to do great. You really are. You're protected, and we want to hear back, and you have to tell us what amazing position that you've had, okay?
Yeah. And sure. I'm seeing, you know, he is this way because of a childhood thing, you know, a parent.
Yeah, I know. I get that, too. I get that, too.
So
something
he doesn't know any other way, you know what I mean? And I feel like
you do.
That's why I say you have the option to do either. And you'll be fine either way, and you know that too. That no matter what choice you take, you'll be okay. But it's you know, and that's why I say it's what are you feeling? Because this is the energy is weird, right?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you could try and work it out, and this no, right, Liz? He could try, but
yeah,
like I said, it's a hard road that he's on right now. Just a really
it's
hard
require
role, but
you to have a lot of patience and love. So are you up for that right now, or would you rather save it for another day? You know, and I don't think it'll be as painstaking as you as we make it sound right now, or as you may be even thinking in your head, right, because that's what we do, like, oh, God, it's going to be awful.
Maybe just, you know, compliment him on the stuff that you see that he does well, you know, like if you find something, maybe that would, like, sort of help him to let his guard down a little bit.
Yeah, true.
If you could find something, you know, and yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, we don't have any time for any talk. Maybe I'll talk to you next week about that, but he does.
Yeah, sure. That would be great.
Other, yeah. Okay. Just wanted some insight about that, so.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely, he's not a person that is has been praised in his life positively. And
He hasn't been, and he's just, like I said, he's always on the defense. Everything, and asking for help is a sign of weakness, you know. So, and if he asks for help from anybody, he feels like he loses respect, you know.
Right.
So. But I mean, when we know where he's coming from, I mean, maybe it could make it a little easier for you to find, you know, some kind of neutral ground, maybe, you know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I just wanted some insight so I can actually be prepared to what's going on. So,
And I do feel that if you give him the patience, you're going to break. You're going to crack him. You know what I mean? He's going to soften. It's not something that can't be fixed. You know what I mean? But it's just one of those things
a bigger and better, you know, place for yourself. So, I mean, just try to, you know, do what you can do there and, you know, give it your all. Then you'll know that you did everything you could.
Right. Okay.
Well,
it's just so hard, you know.
I hope it prepares you.
Pardon me?
I said, I hope it prepares you for your situation, you know.
Yes, thank you so much. I always do that. So
I know
much
it's not necessarily the best information, but it's a perspective information, right? We're on the outside
of
it, so you know.
Very, you know what? He has very self-limiting beliefs and ideas and things, you know. And I think, like, you know, Liz says, it's something that he grew up with. He's trying to just hold on and trying to control everything around him, you know.
Yeah.
And he holds on so tightly, and it's out of fear.
That is absolutely.
So sometimes when we know, like, where he's coming from, it, you know, it may help a little bit, you know.
And he's needed someone to just be kind to him and show him that he is not correct, you know, but not in a vengeful, you know, malicious way. Sometimes our eyes need to be opened gently rather than the curtains ripped open and blind us.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So, good luck.
Well, let us know how
Jay.
You make out, Jay, and you know we'll you know see what we can
Thank
do next
person.
Week. Okay.
Yes. All right.
God bless. Have a great
God
week.
God bless you. All. You too.
Yep.
Take care.
Have a good evening.
Yes.
Oh boy, it's hard, you know. Being out, I mean, the work environment can be very tricky when you.
But, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, something that, you know, it's like a lesson that we learn to help us grow, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, well, and sometimes we need to help other people grow, too, right? If we...
Oh, definitely.
If we're
well,
in a good
that's
space,
experience
we're
for, like,
Dan
has lost. Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, when we're confident in our abilities and we can see that someone else has this weakness or this hole, and we are able to help them, right? Because I know I work with
else, but I think
you know,
we can.
I work with a lady who's young, you know, and I think, oh boy, when I was your age, what a difference between the two of us. But
you know, the responsibility, and it's just like you know, it's a whole different ball game, right, Liz? You know, but
yeah.
But
I know
there's a lot of, you know, we have
experience
and, you know, different things that we have to share with them to help them to grow and go forward in a, you know, beautiful, positive way.
Absolutely.
Well, DC, it's after 9, so I think our evening
is. I think we're done for this evening, and I'm hoping that Mary joins us next week.
I know. Everyone send her.
She'll be up to it, you know. It'd be wonderful to have her with us.
Healing. Yeah, send her some love and healing, everyone.
Oh, definitely. Yes. We all love you, Mary, if you're listening, and we can't wait to have you back with us.
Yep,
feel better.
Yep, we can't wait to have her. We miss her. We keep in touch to see how she's doing, but she's, you know, resting up and taking care of herself, so we're happy.
Yeah, and Ginger's looking in at her. She's going to follow up with Mary and, you know, make sure she's doing well, you know, too. So everyone.
She's taking care of herself, number one priority. She
really is, and that is the key. She's got to take a little time out to really do for herself. My goodness, yes.
Yeah.
That's so important. Well, I thank you for a beautiful evening, Liz. It was absolutely amazing, as always.
You too, DC. And I was going to say, I'm looking forward to myself a day of self-care this weekend, I believe Sunday. I think I'm going to get my little niece, and there's a Rock and Gem show here in town. We're going to
How nice. Oh, that sounds so interesting. Beautiful.
She's a little rock enthusiast. So I'm going to go get her, and we're going to go look at rocks.
Oh, that sounds so exciting, you know. That sounds just so wonderful.
It does. I can't wait to play with the little 9-year-old. How liberating.
Yes, right? Your inner child is great as well. Your inner child is so excited.
Puddles already in its rubber boots.
Oh, that's wonderful. That age is beautiful.
It is. All right.
Well, you enjoy yourself, Liz, and hopefully we'll get together next week.
Yes, I hope so, too. Have a
Definitely.
Great week, everyone, and thank you for calling.
Yeah, take care, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye now. Bye, Liz.
Bye.